My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here. Hey God, it's me. Oh God, I am so annoyed. God, you know that huge project that I started, that really, really big project that I was so excited about? Oh, well, you know what happened, God. I don't have to explain it to you. You know that everything like completely fell apart right in my face. It all crumbled before my eyes. God, I don't understand what happened. I mean, I had everything mapped out so perfectly. I had the perfect project. I knew what pieces needed to go where. I knew when I had to complete which sections. Everything was mapped out to a T. I still don't even understand how it didn't go well. God, I am so bummed out. I am so discouraged. And I completely want to give up on this thing. I don't even feel like doing it anymore. I would love some wisdom around this. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, you have to learn to release expectations.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And take a moment to show a bit of gratitude today. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? Let us think about all of the amazing and wonderful and beautiful people in our lives who make us smile and make us laugh and just warm our hearts, and the people who make our lives so much easier and so much more joyful, whether it's family, your children, your spouse, your significant other, maybe a babysitter, your teachers, your children's teachers, your business partners, your coworkers, your team members, maybe a neighbor. Who is it that you are grateful for today? What have they said or done, or just what fond memories do you have of them that can cause you to pause and say, thank you. On this weekend, I just want to show gratitude for all of the men and women who fight for our country and fight for our freedom and serve and protect us and help us in the healthcare industry, and who are essential workers and who help to deliver our food and our groceries and make sure we're safe, and just all of the people that sometimes we may take for granted. I want to just take a brief moment to say thank you. Thank you to our teachers, our instructors, the people who care for our children, the people who just help us in any type of way, who may help us to move our homes or pack our boxes or pump gas, like just anyone who helps us in any type of way. Let us just take a brief moment to say thank you. Very good, my gratitude first gardeners. Now we can take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and open our eyes, and we'll start the show after this short break.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose, reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in.
Hello, my gratitude first gardeners. I hope you guys are having an amazing day, an amazing month, an amazing week. Happy Labor Day weekend to all of my beautiful Gratitude First gardeners. I hope that, you know, you guys get to go outside and have fun and live it up. Or if you choose to stay indoors, I hope you still live it up. And if you are enjoying a beautiful long weekend, I hope you are surrounded by people you love and you are just having fun. Yay! The weather is getting so nice, you guys. Like, it's not like super hot. Well, you know, in Georgia, it's still definitely hot, but it's not like excruciatingly hot, right? So, yeah, we get to go outside, stay outside a little longer without like sweating. So, I hope you guys just have a fun, beautiful, fabulous Labor Day weekend if you're celebrating in the US. And if you're not in the US, then still have a wonderful weekend, my babies. Well, today, you guys, we are going to talk about the power of releasing expectations. And I am just so in love with this topic. It's something that I have been doing for a little while now. And I have found that it has helped me really release like my pressure and anxiety around like reaching certain goals and, you know, selling certain items and products and things like that. So it has really, really helped me, and I want it to help you guys too. So I am going to share it with you. Now, recently, I had a coaching session, and, you know, I was all worried about, like, you know, this new project that I'm undertaking. And if you're on my newsletter list, I wrote a little bit about this week. So, you know, the project that I undertook this week or last week, it didn't go as well as I wanted it to, right? And I was like really, really bummed out about that. And one thing that my coach said is to basically release your expectations. Release your expectations of everything going perfectly. Release your expectations of having to make X amount of sales. Release your expectations of whatever it is that you're creating and whatever outcome you're expecting. Like, totally release those expectations and just do what you're doing for the fun of it, right? And I loved this idea, you guys, because we get so caught up and discouraged when things don't go our way, right? So if we're starting a new project and we don't finish by the deadline, we get super bummed out. If we're, you know, selling a new product and we don't sell as many as we'd like to, we get bummed out, right? And so that discourages us from continuing to go, that discourages us from creating more products. It discourages us from selling more services, right? But when we release our expectations and we say, hey, you know what? I'm just doing this for the heck of it. I'm just doing this to get better at sales. I'm creating this product to get really, really good at creating products and because it's fun. I am, you know, selling my services to Sally Sue and Jimmy John because, you know, I just love to talk to people and I want to get better at talking about my services. So I'm just going to talk to as many people as I want to, and I'm not going to expect anything out of it, right? I'm starting this project to show myself that I can actually complete projects by the deadline, and it doesn't have to be perfect, but at least if I put my best into it, I know that I actually accomplished something great. So release your expectations, my loves, and this has helped me so much over the past few weeks. Like, I went back to that project and I started tackling it again and I started to have fun with it, right? Because I didn't put so much pressure on myself about it having to be perfect, about having to meet XYZ deadline, about this many people having to, you know, look at my business and say, hey, I want to work with you, right? I released all of those expectations and I just said, you know what? I'm going to have fun and I am going to complete this project just because I want to get better at completing projects. So if you're in this space right now where you are anxious or you're nervous or you're fearful of launching a product or a service or putting yourself out there, I want you to release the expectations and I want you to just go out there and put yourself out there for the heck of it. Just to say, you know what? I can complete this project and I'm going to show myself that I can complete this project. I am going to, you know, complete this product and create this product just to have fun and to show myself that I can create products. And I'm going to talk to 10 people this week about my business just because I love to connect with people and to get better about talking about my business. And doesn't that feel better? Can't we take a deep breath and say, that feels so good. It releases so much pressure. So I just wanted to make this quick episode today, you guys, to tell you guys to release your expectations, go out there and have fun. Stop worrying about the sales goals. Stop worrying about how perfect your product or your project has to be. And just go out there, put yourself out there, have fun. And then, you know, eventually the people will come, the sales will come. But if you shift your energy now and just have fun, you'll find that things will start flowing into your life easier. So release your expectations this week, my love. I am rooting for you. I'm cheering you on. And I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now.
For tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you. Stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, gratitude gardeners.